Back on the morning wake up here on your hump day edition, early bird hour. This is 1320 WILS. You know, there was a big report in the Wall Street Journal, kind of an expose where they went through and got emails from MIT, Massachusetts Institute of Technology. And Jonathan Gruber, an economist there, was tied to the very early stages of Obamacare. Rather famously, a number of years ago, said this was all done and they were able to plow this through due to the stupidity of the American people. He took some heat for that. So did the administration. Well, now they want to know how much they actually have to do with the formation of Obamacare as we know it today. Dr. Mina Bose is a chair of presidential studies at Hofstra University, also teaches courses on the American presidency, and was co-editor of From Cold War to New World Order, The Foreign Policy of George H.W. Bush, and the Uses and Abuses of Presidential Ratings. Dr. Mina Bose. Good morning, Dr. Bose.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you here to talk a little bit about this and what we can glean from this. You know, 20,000 emails is a lot of email.
It is 20,000 pages, right.
That's just a ton of stuff there. You go through FOIA, you can get a lot of different things. But what about Jonathan Gruber, and what about this influence? White House administrations frequently have done this for going back, as you would well know, many, many decades. They look for outside expertise to bolster an argument, to try to be a linchpin. Apparently he was here. Is it more than just that comment about the stupidity of the voter that is raising concern?
Well, I think there are a few factors here. I don't think it was actually FOIA. I don't think the White House released wanted to release the email. I think it was MIT, actually, that the journal went to get the story. I think in some ways this isn't entirely surprising. We knew when the videos first surfaced a couple years ago, the comments that Dr. Gruber had made about the American people and the complexity of the law, that he had a six-figure contract. So I think that kind of speaks for itself. Obviously, he wasn't an administration official, but his expertise was valued by the administration, by Health and Human Services. I would say that these 20,000 pages of emails, you know, reinforce that. That this wasn't, you know, this wasn't just a phone call or a message from an administration official to someone in academia saying, "Hey, tell us what you think." This is someone who was closely involved in both the development and the marketing of the plan. But I think the reason why, I mean, it is news because this was a story 2 years ago, and finding out more about the emails is news. But I think really what everyone is paying attention to is what the Supreme Court's going to decide in the next week, and then Dr. Gruber's comments about the exchanges and whether the administration kind of knew that this would be an issue, or whether what the White House has said is that with these exchanges, there was just a technical error in the law, and if we didn't have polarized Washington, Congress would just fix it. But instead, the case is in the Supreme Court. I think that's kind of the larger question here, not really so much who's telling the truth, but what's going to happen with the law.
Yeah, and it's not really going to change the case in terms of, I mean, the decisions, I mean, the clerks are working it out, getting all things sorted out, so it all, you know, the way it all comes out of the Supreme Court, we're just waiting on the day now. Could be this week or at the very latest sometime next, but that's it's nothing happens in a vacuum, and so behind with that is a background issue. This really has some cachet. Aside from that, though, does it have really much going forward? I mean, from the background issue, which is huge, of this exchange case, what else would this really add up to?
I mean, I would say, you know, this isn't a case of perjury or abuse of power.
Right.
I mean, it is a case of politics at work, and so I think and that's not unimportant, because I think there's really a question here. There's a Wall Street Journal article today, actually, speaking about what the states will do if the subsidies are overturned, right? And so
everybody, it's going to be bumpy. Fasten your seatbelts.
It's going to be messy, and there's not a simple answer here. And so I think that that's really kind of where this has It's the battle between the White House and Congress over what to do with the law if the Supreme Court overturns the subsidies.
Dr. Mina Bose is a chair of presidential studies at Hofstra University. Dr. Bose, in your studies, and what you've written books on this, you've looked at presidencies and administrations going right on back through. Where does this administration rank in terms of being secretive about a number of things? And I'm talking about just national security. That seems to come part and parcel with the job. Right. But in terms of its dealings with outside entities, contractors, et cetera, how does it rank?
Well, it's interesting. There's been a lot of commentary, not so much about contractors, but more about kind of communication with the media, getting information, finding out what's going on in the White House, and I guess that contractors would fall under that. And journalists and scholars who've tried to interview administration officials are fairly uniform in saying that this administration is walled off, that it's much harder to get access and find out what's happening than it was in the previous administration, in the George W. Bush administration. Now, again, and then there are books that have been published about secrecy and classification of information, and there are some areas where this administration has done more and some where it hasn't done a lot. But I think as far as the reports of what we know of what's happening in the White House today, this is a pretty leak-proof administration. And I think that's, you could see that as a boon, I guess, if you're in the White House, or if you want to know what's happening, can see that as kind of a challenge. That's kind of the underlying challenge of American democracy, I guess.
I guess you could also credit them on one side, though. I mean, in this world that we live with, cyber hacking and cyber war, cyber security being first and foremost to be a relatively leak-proof at this point, is a mark of having a fairly cohesive group, whether you agree with that philosophically and politically or not.
Right, I think that's a fair point that they've largely kind of respected. It doesn't seem as though this administration is being undermined from within. And so, whatever you say about the political agenda or the president's leadership or the outreach of the administration, they do seem to have succeeded in building unity internally.
Dr. Mina Bose, Chair of Presidential Studies at Hofstra University. Great to have you aboard this morning. Look forward to our next chat. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Look forward to it as well. Thank you very much.
More coming up on The Morning Wake Up. We will visit with Lansing Mayor Virge Bonero. That's coming up here on 1320 WILS.